Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, hello and welcome to today's show. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. And the topic of today's show is a little bit different than what I normally do my shows on that are around health and really about relationships. The show today is a request from a listener, Linda Watson. And Linda sent me an email saying, you know, there's tons of things that she really loves about being single, but she finds that she almost feels guilty about that since she hears so much on talk shows and other radio shows about how women can go about getting the man that they really, really desire. So many times she says, I hear women asking, how many years till I'm going to meet Mr. Right? Or when is he going to come along? Or will I ever find my soulmate or the love of my life? Will I ever have a relationship again? And so all of those questions got Linda thinking and then got me thinking by her suggestion and got me thinking about the fact, you know, why is it that some people, some women, really do enjoy their own company and are looking more for a casual relationship than a long-term relationship or a commitment relationship that requires a lot of the emotional interchange that we have to go through. So I thought, what a great topic to talk about, a little bit different. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually approach why we do as women enjoy being single based on our personality colors. And my background in personality behavioral psychology is something that has really put me on that path of trying not only to find out what makes us tick and why we act the way we do, but why, in fact, do we sometimes have commitment anxiety in some personalities? Why is it difficult for other personalities to be able to deal with the emotional aspects of being in relationships? And then why are other personalities just absolutely in need of that emotional connection, whether it's positive or negative, in order to be able to not only feel good about themselves, but to feel good about their relationships? So I decided that I was going to tackle this topic today. And Linda ended her email by saying, you know, after a while, it makes me start to feel crazy about being so happy living alone. She asked me, is she nuts? Am I in denial about needing a relationship? Or am I just emotionally secure? So again, fun topic for me to be able to share today. If you do have a suggestion for me that you would like me to cover a topic on the show, then what I ask you to do is go to my website, www.reitberger.com. And then what you can do is just submit your show suggestion. And then if I do use that suggestion on air, then what I'll do is I'll send you an autographed copy of my book, Love, What's Personality Got to Do With It. So if you just, again, send me a topic and then I'll just try to squeeze it in. I'm also going to be taking your calls today. So if you have a question for me about your health or about any of today's topics, I invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. That number is actually good in the U.S. and Canada, and the same number is good for international callers. All you need to do is to actually dial your calling code and then coming in and dialing 877-230-3062. Well, for the listeners that are familiar with my personality work and those who are not, I'm going to share that the way I look at personality is I actually look at it through the vehicle of color. And the reason that I use color, and I use the colors red, orange, yellow, green, and the reason that I use color is that it's a universal language, and it makes it a lot easier to really look at the differences that we find when we try to interact with people who don't think the way we do or act the way we do. So color is a common denominator as far as language. It's a lot better to say to someone, you know, you're really being red, instead of saying to them, you know, you really are a control freak, or saying to someone that, you know, you are a deep thinker, or that you're a yellow, instead of saying to them, you know, you just need to get out of your head. All you do is think all the time. So again, just fun ways to be able to look at the differences, and also a fun way for us to be able to look at ourselves. It's sure a lot easier to look at ourselves and to say, you know, I'm a yellow, or I'm a green, or a red, or an orange, rather than going in and then also going in and saying, you know, gosh, maybe I am a control freak, and maybe I'm that. And and all that name calling over the course of time really can create a lot of insecurities and really cause us to not work from our strengths. It's almost as though we see those strengths as being a potential problem. So I'm going to be talking today in terms of color. All of my books that I have based on personality, your personality, your health, what color is your personality, love, what's personality got to do with it, and then also managing people, what's personality got to do with it, a good basic business book on how to interact with people who are different than you, whether they're your peers or whether they're your bosses, or if it's a boss managing their boss or managing their peers or managing the employees underneath them, whatever it may be, all of the world of personality just changes the perception that we have. Really coming in and being able to deal with people, not because we have to compromise ourselves, but just recognizing that we're basically different. So if you don't know your personality color, there's a couple of things you can do. You can go to my website, www.ritberger.com. And on that, in the homepage, you'll see a tab that says personality. Just click on that tab, and then you can go through a very quick personality assessment. It's free. And then you'll start to get an idea of your personality color. And then there's four brief descriptions, one of each color. Then the other thing you can do is you can purchase my books, any of the ones that I mentioned, and you can go on to hayhouse.com or amazon.com, purchase the books themselves. There's a full long version assessment in there. It will actually give you a full detailed breakdown of the personality colors and how each color thinks and operates and acts and communicates and just a general depth of each personality color. And then what it'll do is it'll first of all get you in tune with yourself. And that's really where all self-development, personal growth, and spiritual enlightenment starts. Kind of like the old metaphysician's mantra is know thyself. So it's a good way to start. So you can go to website www.ritberger.com, or you can purchase any of my books through hayhouser.com. The reason that I'm going to go in and really talk about personality by color, and specifically about the topic of today, about some personalities actually enjoying their own company and really wanting to live alone. And so by looking at through color, again, it's just an easy way for us to be able to do it. So let's start with a red personality. Now, that red personality is a personality that's very traditional, very conventional, very fundamental. They really go by the rules. They like to be able to go in and actually be able to know what a person is thinking, what they're doing. The thing that really irritates the red person, being able to, and they need to have control. What irritates them the most is people wasting their time, and then also with people trying to control them or them not having control over a situation. Now, when I said it's better to say they're red than a control freak, now, if you talk to a red and you say, you know, you're really a control freak, they really think that you're paid them a compliment. However, if your personality is one that sounds hurtful for you to say, you're probably not going to say it. So that red personality really looks at relationships as adding a stability, a security to their life. Now, it's really, a red may stay single for a long time and absolutely love it, and then may decide that it's time for them to go into a relationship. When a red commits in a relationship, then what they'll do is they literally look at it as staying in that relationship for life. Reds have a difficult time dealing with emotional outbursts. So if they pair with a personality that is emotional, then it can create the potential for conflict. And so the red really likes to be able to be in a relationship that doesn't have a lot of conflict. But the interesting part that I found in personality is that the red personality is actually attracted to their opposites. And while the red needs to be in control and needs to control people in their environment and everything predictable, and they like routine and redundancy, they're attracted to the green personality, who is actually very spontaneous spontaneous, very adaptable, who really doesn't live their life by the deadlines. If something better comes along that they would like to do, if a person is in need, if there's an emotional situation that somebody needs to be heard or to be interacted with, the green is always right there. So the reds are attracted to greens because the green offers the red a lot of change. Now, the irony is reds don't like change. So you can see where opposites attract, where they really can be exciting to begin with, but over the course of time, then those opposites can become irritants. So the reason I shared that is the fact that reds may be reluctant to go into a relationship where there's a full commitment until it's right for them. So they really enjoy being single. They're very physical personalities. They really like a lot of physical contact. Sex is very important to them as it provides a lot of their basic needs. In fact, their quality of their sexual interaction with someone really determines the quality of the relationship and also determines whether that red is going to be interested in jumping into the commitment that goes with a relationship themselves. They really aren't the types of personalities, either male or female, that are trying to play the field, as we sometimes might allude to, but what they're doing is they're really just trying to go in, and they really want to be sure that if they make that commitment, is it going to be the right commitment? And then they will jump into it. Reds view freedom as doing what they want to do when they want to do it, and they really expect their partner, even after a relationship begins and the commitment is really fully in a part of the relationship itself, that red still wants to be able to do what they want to do when they want to do it. So you can see that it takes a very strong person to be able to pair with a red. And as a result, many times the other personality may just decide, you know, this is too much work or too much trouble. So again, the reds themselves like to go in and they like to have that freedom to move around. When they commit to someone, they're there for life, and so forth. The other thing is that when we go in and we look at the next personality color, that next personality color is the orange, and that personality color is really different than the red from the standpoint that the red doesn't want the emotional outburst and the sharing of emotions every single moment or day in and day out. They really just want to deal with the tasks. They don't want to necessarily deal with people. So in that particular case, not being in a relationship really can work well for a red, but it doesn't for an orange, because the orange really bases their own well-being, how they feel about themselves, about a relation, the relationship and the quality of it. So really, oranges view single as not really a positive, but really more of a negative. And they even in a case if an orange, both male and female, has got out of a relationship, then what they're going to do is that they're going to immediately want to jump back into a relationship. Now, they may be cautious from the standpoint where they don't fall head over heels and get so emotionally connected. They may be a little bit standoffish, but the orange will actually go from one relationship to the other because they need that deep emotional bond in order to feel that they're okay. For an orange, being single is awkward, it's uncomfortable. Their primary motivation is to really put other people's emotional needs before their own, to see that people are taken care of and that those basic human needs and those emotional needs are really fulfilled. So when an orange is single, it's very awkward for them because they don't have anybody to take care of, and they tend to get lonely, and a lot of times they get depressed when they live alone for any length of time. Now, the way that an orange can become comfortable with being single is to really create a close network of friends that they can do things with on a regular basis. And when I say regular, I'm not talking about once a month. I'm really talking about the fact of a regular basis of going in and really having friends that they can do dinner with maybe a couple times a week, or go to a show with, or maybe go to the opera or the plays, whatever it is. But they need to have that interaction with other people, that emotional bonding, to be able to really be okay. They need the security also of a long-term relationship and what it offers, and they actually place a tremendous commitment, value on the commitment that they have with someone. So when an orange tells someone that they're committed to a relationship, as with the red, then it means it's for life. But what the orange is really saying is, I'm committed to be here with you through thick and thin, good and bad, highs and lows, and I am going to stick with you. Oranges are very loyal personalities. They're very steadfast. They're very dependable personalities. And as a result, when they get into a relationship, they really create this sense of permanence about it in order for them to really be okay. So what I'm going to do is there's four personality colors, the red, orange, yellow, green. And what I'm going to do now is jump in and take a couple of calls. And then in the next segment, I'm going to be telling you about the yellow and the green and their perception on being single and how they view it. So we know that the red doesn't mind being single. They do want to ultimately be in a relationship. The orange basically needs it. So let's jump in. And hi, Lou from Edmonton, Alberta. Well, how are you? How are you, sweetie?
Oh, I am good. Thank you, Carol. Really appreciate it.
You are welcome. How can I help you?
Okay, Carol. I'm calling on behalf of my husband.
Mm-hmm.
My husband, he said he's not feeling well for the last month. He's saying that the right side of his belly, between his back and his belly, just the right side,
mm-hmm.
he said he feels pain in that area. So if you could see, if you could help me, Carol.
Yep, I'm doing that, sweetie. Thanks for the call on that. So the hesitation, there's two areas that I'm picking up some inflammation in, and I'm really kind of going in and looking at both of those areas. When I go, let me go in and tell you what I'm not picking up, and maybe that'll help me hone in a little bit better. And when we get off this line, you might want to thank him for letting me go in and poke at his energy this way. What I'm not picking up is I'm not picking up that it's actually the stomach itself. I'm not picking up the irritation. I don't have any ulcers, but it does feel like he has had a history of ulcers. Is that right?
It's not the stomach region. It's the right side, lower part.
Yeah. Yep. No. I'm familiar. But when I went in, I wanted to check out his stomach, and just so that's what I do is I go through the process of elimination. So the stomach itself, we don't have any ulcers. We're not having any problem there. I checked out the liver. We're not having any problem with the liver itself. I went in and I checked out the gallbladder. He is getting some sensitivity to certain foods. The pain that has feels like it's more of a consistent pain than what it is as if we were having a gallbladder issue. Is that accurate?
I am not sure.
Okay. Okay. Well, then, thank you. The reason I'm asking is, again, kind of going in and looking at it. So I can tell you that he does have a gallbladder that isn't happy, but I don't believe that the issue that he's having is gallbladder as well. What I'm picking up is I'm picking up a kidney. And I'm picking up a right kidney. And the reason that he's feeling the pain, it feels like it's a dull pain that can be there. It doesn't seem to really go away. And then every so often I can feel a sharper pain that will happen. And my sense is that we've got a kidney stone that's rolling around that's actually in the kidney. And the reason that it feels in the belly area is that it isn't the stomach. It's between, you know, kind of that midsection where his navel and everything is. My sense is that he's got a kidney stone that is rolling around. I went in and looked in the stomach for ulcers. I went into the gallbladder and I looked for gallstones. There feels like there may be a small gallstone. That's why if he eats certain foods, he may have a strong reaction to it. Maybe it'll feel like he's getting a bellyache or something over that. But what I'm picking up is probably more of a kidney issue. Now, if it is in fact a kidney stone, there's some things that he can do is that he can increase his fluid intake to be able to, you know, get it to pass in a normal way that it can. But my sense is that, let me give you a picture of the what a stone looks like. Is if you took a grain of sand and then you put calcified layers on it, and those calcified layers can have little sharp edges on it. When the kidney stone is there and it's really kind of laying dormant, then he won't feel anything. If it starts to move around for whatever reason, then he can get a dull back pain that can let him know that it's, you know, in the kidney area. And I'll tell you how to do that. You know that there's a kidney issue if the pain that you're having is above the waist,
yeah,
but is below the heart area, then what we're getting most likely is the kidney. Once that kidney starts to move with those sharp edges, then it rolls around per se in the kidney itself, and then that can cause a sharp pain. So what he can do is, it feels like it's small, but I can pick up the inflammation in the kidney itself. He might want to drink some aloe juice.
Aloe
to be able to cool his gut down.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be able to help him cool the gut down, also be able to help cleanse the kidneys itself. And that would be able to help. The only thing that's going to be done with a kidney stone is he's going to ultimately, if it gets to a place where it needs to, he'll pass it. And then that can be, of course, very uncomfortable.
It's just aloe juice?
I would do aloe juice. What you might want to do is to go to WebMD.
Yeah.
And look at that. Go in and look at symptoms of kidney stones.
Yeah.
That'll give him some idea on that. You might want to look at some different things that you could do. You might want to find if there's any kind of alternative treatments that can be done. A lot of times there's certain supplements that can be done to quell the inflammation. But once we get a kidney stone, they either stay there or they pass. They're one of these few things that you can dissolve a lot of through the water and through a lot of the changes in diet. You can actually change the predisposition to kidney stones and maybe even start to erode some of the layers of the stone itself in the calcification. But they will either lie dormant or they will move on. I went in and I looked for muscle issues. I looked for ligament issues tied to the spine itself. I didn't find anything there. I went down and looked at the appendix. I went down and looked at the small intestine, and I kept coming back up. Because of the place where the discomfort is, then I came to the place of that we were dealing with the kidneys itself. Does he have diabetes?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Okay. I was just going in and trying to find another, if there was another connection to see about the kidney itself. So that's what it feels like. So it really isn't his stomach as we think of the belly itself, but it's actually part of that dynamics where we have the stomach and we have the pancreas, we have the gallbladder, we have the spleen, we have so many different organs, really important organs in that area, kidneys, also the adrenals and so forth. He's been under a lot of stress.
He has.
Yep. And stress can also contribute to the way the body changes the dynamics, and then the buildup of stones in some personalities have a higher predisposition to that. So what I would encourage him to do is just drink a lot of water, maybe add a little lemon, maybe add a little bit of lime juice to the water itself. Aloe juice will cool it down, help the inflammation, and then just keep himself very, very hydrated. And if in fact it is a stone and it is as little as it appears to me, then he'll probably pass it. Very good.
Thank you so much, Carol. You are a gift to us. You are so wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you very, very much for that. I really appreciate it. All right.
Okay.
So let's go ahead. I am taking some calls. So if you do want to ask me a question about your health or about the relationship, then you can give me a call at 877-230-3062. All right. What I'm going to do is take a quick commercial break. I'll be right back, and then I'm going to talk more about personalities and commitment and being single and why some personalities actually love it. And no, they're not crazy. Stay tuned.
Like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Well, welcome back. I am taking your calls today. So if you have a question for me about your health or about today's topic, which is all about being single and loving it, am I crazy? It's an actual suggestion from a listener that I had that just kept hearing so many people say, women say, you know, I need a relationship. Am I ever going to find the right person? Am I going to be alone the rest of my life? I don't want to be alone. And Linda was thinking she actually likes being alone. Is she crazy or she is in denial? Or in fact, is she really just what she calls emotionally secure? And what I am calling it is it really has to do with personality. So that's the way I'm approaching it today, is I'm sharing some of my background that I have with you around personality, behavioral psychology, and why we do the things we do, act the way we do, say the way we, the things we do, and then also our need for relationships, because some personality colors, frankly, need a relationship in order to feel okay about themselves. Other personalities can be single and then decide that they need a relationship. And then in this segment, what I'm going to do is I'm going to share a personality color that really, just really does like being alone and enjoys their own company, doesn't like the emotional complexities and so forth. And so I'm going to be talking about the two other personality colors, yellow and green, in this particular segment. I do work with colors when I'm talking about personality. I work with red, orange, yellow, green. I find it certainly a lot easier to be able to look at ourselves and look at the differences in people when we are actually looking at it from the perspective of color. That really helps stay away from that labeling and that name calling and a lot of the hurt that we have around the way people have described us in the past. If you do have a question for me, I invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. Also, I wanted to let you know the holidays are just around the corner, and if you're looking for a gift that you really want to give someone in order to be able to offer them the opportunity to learn more about themselves or to help them learn more about the people in their lives, because, you know, it's interesting, we really can't choose the personality of our children. Opposites do attract. So if you're looking for a holiday gift, what you might want to do is consider giving them one of my books on personality. I have four books, What Colors Your Personality, that is a basic book on personality. There's a full assessment in it and full type descriptions, just a general book to give to someone that just is beginning to learn a little bit about personality. It really doesn't look directly at a topic. Then I have Your Personality, Your Health. I have Love, What's Personality Got to Do with It? Now, that's really all about relationships and how each personality defines love and their expectations around it. And it looks at the personality's perspective of intimacy and communication and romance and passion and all the things and commitment, that all of the things that has to do with personalities and how we interact with each other. It looks at how to deal with people who are different around money, around parenting, around friends, and just a good overall relationship book. And then I have a book, Managing People, What's Personality Got to Do with It? That is a good book if you want to give your husband something. Maybe he's pulling his hair out at work, or maybe you're even pulling your hair out at work dealing with difficult people. Then the Managing People book really gives you a lot of good fundamental information on how to deal with people and create effective teams and communicate more effectively, how to problem solve and so forth. So everyone is on the same page. age and we can actually value the differences themselves. So if you're interested in purchasing my books for a gift, you can go to Amazon.com or www.hayhouse.com. Okay, so the last two colors I'm going to be talking about is I'm going to be talking about the yellow personality. And in reality, the yellow personality has commitment anxiety, and they really do enjoy being alone. In fact, they would rather be single than be in a relationship because the yellow doesn't make decisions based on emotional judgments. Their decisions are made on logic. So to have to accept the responsibility for somebody's emotional well-being, frankly, isn't comfortable to the yellow personalities. They're very self-sufficient and, again, don't mind being single a bit. They enjoy their own company. They like not having to be accountable to other people. They also like their freedom and their autonomy. That's one of the things that is very difficult when they do get into a relationship, and part of their commitment anxiety that they have is that if they get into a relationship, then it becomes their responsibility to help that person solve their problem. And if they bond and pair with a personality who is emotional, as I talked about the orange in the first segment, then what's going to happen is there's going to be a dynamics that is just going to cause that yellow and orange to basically separate, and the yellow may find themselves going to work, spending more time there. And it isn't so much that they don't care about the person. They just don't know how to deal with the emotional complexities that go along with it. As long as the yellow can enter into a relationship where the person that they're pairing with knows that they have this need for autonomy and freedom, that they tend to love their work, that they tend to be workaholics, and they're willing to put up with that and the long hours and so forth, then a relationship could work for them. Yellows see relationships as being demanding, restrictive, and again, emotionally complex. What this means is that they're going to avoid committing to someone until they can completely trust that the other person is going to remain consistent in who they are. When a yellow is asked how they feel, it's like their brain shuts off, does not compute. They have a difficult time expressing how they feel, and they're actually afraid to go in and share their emotional vulnerabilities because they're afraid that those emotional vulnerabilities are going to be used against them in the heat of a moment of maybe an argument or something. So again, they're always evasive, a little elusive. It's really difficult to be able to really get to know the emotional aspects of a yellow personality. And then once a yellow actually does find that they're attracted to someone, they're committed to someone, and they can trust someone, even at that point in time, they may be inclined to not jump into the state where it is a full-time commitment. And that can be either in the, you know, under the umbrella of matrimony or even moving in with someone. They may not want to do that. They may want to stay in a relationship. And in fact, yellows, I've actually seen them in my research that have been in relationships for 25 years and never made that emotional commitment as far as tying the knot, if we want to say it that way, or creating that long-term sense to it. Now, the yellow is completely committed, but again, it comes back to that, what to do, the emotional aspect of how to deal with the other person. What I'm going to do is go in, and now let's talk about the green personality. The green personality is a personality who actually, again, like the oranges, make decisions based on emotional judgment, and they thrive in relationships. Or the green itself really isn't comfortable. They can do it. They have lots of friends, but they really want to be in a relationship. So what they'll do is they will find that they will be attracted to people. If they come out of a relationship, they'll go and they'll spend a lot of times on trying to find a new relationship. They enjoy the dating process. And what they'll do is they'll just put themselves out there to find another relationship altogether. And in that particular process, what they'll do is a lot of times when they come out of one relationship, because being single isn't really comfortable for them, they will want to go in and just try to find someone, whether it's a dinner date or a show or move in or whatever, they want to find someone. So a lot of times they're in such a need to go into a relationship so quickly that they will actually jump into one prematurely. They emotionally commit. And then what they do in that committing is they find themselves ultimately trapped in the relationship, not wanting to hurt someone's feelings, but it not being the right relationship for them. So if a green comes out of a relationship, then it will really be worthwhile for the green themselves to be able to come in and actually find someone that they can, or better yet, even stay single for a while. And I always have greens say to me, you know, Carol, I'm not going to jump into another relationship, even though they want to. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to stay single and I'm just going to see what's out there. And I'm just going to date, I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to enjoy, and I'm going to do all the different interactions with people. And, you know, if Mr. Right comes along, then the universe will provide that, and I will know if it's Mr. Right. Well, greens, love you to pieces, but sometimes you don't know that it's Mr. Right. So how do you know? You've got to follow your heart. Don't talk yourself into a relationship. If your intuition tells you that it doesn't really feel right to you, and you're not getting that emotional connection that you're looking for from the other person, then maybe it's okay to step back and to just allow the relationship to evolve in the way that it needs to for you first and then the other person. Maybe it's just getting to know them. So greens can enjoy being single up to a point, but then again, they really go into the place where they really like to have somebody in their life, somebody who is consistent. Greens are the romantics of the personality world. They love all the romantic qualities and features. They like candlelight. They like music. They like to be able to share good meals with people. They like to snuggle in front of a TV or snuggle at a movie. They just enjoy the person's presence and their friendship that comes along from relationships. So in that particular case, they will tend to not stay single very long, actually. And then what they'll do is jump into a relationship. So having gone through all four of the colors, I guess if I really wanted to jump in, and I'm going to take calls in a moment, but if I really went and jumped in, the personality that really, really thrives in many cases on being single is that yellow personality. And again, if you don't know your color, then what you can do is always go to my website, www.rickberger.com. On the homepage, there's a tab on personality. Click on it, go in, and just answer a few statements, and then voila, it will tell you your personality color. You can read about yourself. And then what you can do is then you can go in, if you're interested in learning more, look at my books. And in my love book around relationships, I really go in and talk about the relationship needs of each color, and it'll just give you insight to your needs. And when we look at the needs in a relationship, we really do have to identify them, because those needs really connect and bond us at an emotional, intimate level. So again, each personality can stay single, some longer than others, but I want to thank Linda for the topic today. And again, if you do have a topic that you want me to cover, go to my website, www.rittberger.com, and then go to the contact tab at the top. Send me the submission and your suggestion. I'll do some homework on it. And then if I use it, I'll send you an autographed book. I love What's Personality Got to Do with It. Let's go in and talk to Amla. Hi,
hello.
Sweetie. Hi, did I pronounce, please pronounce your
you
name
it.
For me.
You got it, yes.
Good, 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 good. Hi, sweetie, how can I help you?
I hope you can. I'm actually talking about relationships. It's just been really tough lately. It's ironically enough, in the last 3 days, I've had to cut ties with two friends that I just don't get along with any. Or we just have different needs. Right. My needs aren't being met within the relationship, so I had to cut them. And it's just been really stressful. It's like it's interesting that all this is coming up at the same time. And I don't know what to do. It just seems like I'm losing people in my life left and right. And all I've been doing in the last 4 or 5 months has been shedding. And is there any kind of hope, light at the end of the tunnel?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, you know, I do love the synchronicity of the universe, don't you? So absolutely, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And in this particular case, what you're doing, honey, is you're just growing. I mean, that's one of the things. We really do outgrow people and we outgrow relationships. And often the times that we start the relationships, especially with your personality color, you're yeah. going to start a relationship where you're in that exciting discovery stage. You want to try something new. You need a change in your life. You want to learn. You want to interact differently. So your development of relationships is all about the new, the awakening, the excitement that's associated with it. And what you'll do is you'll attract people who are also in that same stage of the developing of a relationship. But okay. what happens over the course of time is that you start to recognize your needs. Maybe they don't know their needs. And then you just start to outgrow them. Right. And as you outgrow them, and of course, then your personality doesn't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
You have a wonderful ability to stay in relationships, even when your heart is screaming, don't do it. Your head yeah. is pounding on you. It's like, hello, hello, hello. Are you hearing this? Don't stay in this relationship.
Yeah.
But again,
yeah, exactly.
It's that part of you that just doesn't want to hurt. And your personality's perception of relationships is that maybe if I go into that unavailable mode, then what'll happen is maybe the relationship will just take care of itself.
Yep.
And that's one of the things that your personality looks for. However, you've grown beyond that, sweetie. And where you are is that being unavailable, you know, like no vacancy, not available here, isn't working for you. And part of the personal growth that you've done is that it's important for you to start setting some personal boundaries around
yes.
what is
yes.
acceptable behavior and not. And as you start to let those needs come forward and recognizing how those boundaries are being compromised by other people, what you're going to do is it's not going to be easy for you to hold your tongue. And what you may do is you might even start out a little bit, and it's not in harm, but you might snipe a little bit. And what yeah. I mean by that is you might say to another friend, you know, I don't know what's going on with so-and-so, but my gosh, you know, they just seem to be really high maintenance or whatever your thing is.
Yeah.
Now, that isn't to do harm toward the other person. You're using this other person for a sounding board so you can hear what comes back to you. But what you're doing is really feeling that this isn't the right relationship. And the best thing to do, honey, for you and your personality is to realize you are going to outgrow them. You are on a spiritual quest to know thyself really at warp speed. It'd be like, Scotty, beam me up right now where you are. A lot of the people that aren't on that same spiritual quest to know thyself and to be able to look beyond their conditioning or their past and everything, you're just going to let them go, honey.
Yes.
So the hope at the end of the tunnel is you're growing.
Okay.
And the more you grow, then the more you're going to attract people who are going to be in alignment with your growth. At this point in time, it's easier for you to go in and do the things that you've been wanting to do that you haven't been able to because you've been so busy with people, is
yep.
to just go into that quiet, reflective time. Do you have an animal?
No, I don't.
Have you been thinking about an animal?
Absolutely. I'm not really an animal person. I like them from a distance, but that's about it. But, you know, I like plants. I like trees. So
yeah.
I love, you know, nature. So
I don't know. I just have an animal in your field. I don't know what that is, but that animal is just coming in. And the animal that I'm picking up just feels like it's, you know, wanting to come in and just sit on your lap or do whatever. I don't know why. And maybe it's the comfort and that kind of coziness that you're looking for.
Right.
What you did is a year and a half ago, actually, probably 15 months ago, I can be more precise as I touch you, you actually have gone out and you've said to the universe, you know, I think I'm really ready to settle down with
mm-hmm.
relationships that are actually fulfilling, mutually satisfying,
yep.
and really ready to settle down. So I can say it this way, you're probably going to kiss a lot of frogs before you find the prince. And I don't mean that in a negative way for every one of my listeners, but you're going to have to interact. And what you're going to do is you're going to set some boundaries. One of the things I encourage you to do is pick up a journal. And
I'm here.
Oh, good, honey. For some reason, it seems like the electrical photon gods of the universe are messing with my connection and everything. And my wonderful producer, Billy, I can feel him just scrambling like crazy. So here's where we want to go.
Okay.
A journal page. I would like you to go in, and I would like you to first begin the process of designing the person that you want to spend time with.
Okay.
All the things that you want, all the strengths that you want, all of the different qualities you want in the person, then I want you to go in. That's on one side of the page. On the other side of the page, kind of like pros and cons, all the things that you don't want based on the relationships you've been in and what
okay.
really hasn't worked for you. And then what I want you to do is once you do that, I want you to close the book. I want you to either put that page or the book underneath your pillow. I want you to sleep on it, open it up the next day, see if you need to add anything, subtract anything.
Okay.
And then I want you to trust the universe is going to bring this person to you.
Okay. And do you think that's probably why I'm like on the verge of like all of this is about endings and just like to start fresh again, as you said at the beginning of our conversation, I need to clean my closet out, so to speak, I guess.
Absolutely. One of the things to remember about us energetically, emotionally, and then also mentally is that we only have so much room in our closets. And in order for there to be new beginnings, there have to be endings.
Yep.
One of the things that you can do is by finding your voice, you're practicing how to be able to speak up. That's going to be absolutely paramount when you get into the next relationship. No more holding your tongue, no more suppressing
Absolutely.
Your emotions and everything. So what you do is pros and cons. One of the things on the pros is you have to be able to share yourself emotionally with someone and how you feel when
yep.
you feel it and not be dismissed or shut off because you've had enough of those people in your lives.
Exactly. And it was my, that's what I grew up with. So that up until 6 months to a year ago, that was my belief system.
Yep.
And I'm changing that now.
And you're changing it. And when you do, energetically, people know that you're changing it even before you say anything. And then they start to realize, you know, they just don't have the connection with you as well. So in that particular case, you know, instead of being unavailable and avoiding, just let it go.
Exactly. And speaking my truth is the key. I had to let it go by saying it, not just letting it evaporate.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And really speaking your truth in clarity, not speaking it a little bit and not speaking it kind of like a mushy mouth where it's kind of like you really do, but you don't. And, you know, the other person looks like, are you trying to say something? Those are things. That's the importance of your personality. And that, sweetie, will give you the relationship that you're looking for the intimacy needs where you can feel good about yourself and feel good about being with the other person.
Exactly. Thank you so much. And am I an orange or a green?
You're a green, darling.
I'm a green. Okay.
You are a green. You may operate as an orange because of your mother and her background, but you are a beautiful, beautiful green.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much, Carol.
You are so welcome. All right. Let's go ahead and try to jump in with May real quick. I only have a few minutes. Hi, May from New Mexico. How can I help you, hon?
I kissed a frog that turned into a toad.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm sure that a lot of my listeners.
And you stayed 40 years.
Oh, my goodness. So.
Okay. I would love to have a great relationship with someone, but is that, and I don't want it right now.
Right.
I'm working on myself. I'm growing. I'm healing. But is this something that is in my future? Is this something I can expect
yes.
to have a nice partner?
Yes. Yes, because one of the things that you've learned is that while you may not be fully aware of personality color, you learned about the qualities and the traits of the person that you were with for that long that didn't give you the emotional support you were looking for. So that's the first primary mandate in the person that you're looking for. Right now, I would be looking for a dinner date. I would be looking for someone to just share time. Maybe it's a social event. Maybe it's a community event. Maybe it's a bunco party. Maybe it's something, and just put yourself out there to be part of this growth and the development and building this self-security and self-confidence and self-esteem, because really you don't need to be in a relationship right now. You just want to be able to share company with people. A support system is really important for you. And then the same thing that I did with Amla, what you want to do is create what this person is. But in your particular case, because of your personality, I want you to start out writing down all the things you don't want. And one of the things is that you don't want to be spoken to in a condescending way. And the second thing is you don't want somebody that's going to have you on a leash all the time.
Exactly.
And in that particular case, you know, I mean, it may sound harsh, but that's the reality of it, is that, you know, you don't mind. I can pick up in the old relationship. You don't mind telling the person where you are, what you're doing. So it isn't that you're trying to avoid or hide. It's just, don't grill me. Don't interrogate me. And
you
then
are
also,
right on.
And then also don't come in and try to, you know, when I start to share the feelings that I have based on what I've been dealing with at home or dealing with things, don't come in and say, how am I? And then go about your business and not even pay attention. Those are the things that really get down to the very core. That ought to be on what you don't want a relationship. Your relationship feels like what you did is that you basically paired with someone. It feels like it was almost more of a prearranged, even though we don't, it isn't actually that. It's almost as though this person pursued you to the point where it just was a natural thing to do. But I can tell you, based on the energy around you, this person was your opposite, where you make decisions based on emotional judgments. They made decisions on logic, where you openly wanted to share your emotions. They wanted to hide from theirs. And in that particular case, you know, bless your heart for staying 40 years. And that's the part of your personality that has that patience and tolerance, in that part that still believes that a relationship can develop, it can grow. Maybe the person will change. Maybe, you know, an epiphany, it feels like this person had some health issues, and maybe those health issues would have changed them or brought them around. But the differences in the core part of the neurology and the personality aspect of it weren't going to work from the day that you literally started without all of the effort that you put into it, honey. So when you put down what you bring to a relationship, I'd like you to go buy yourself a box of gold stars and put beside your name a whole bunch of gold stars, because I can tell you, May, you really, really, really tried, honey. Now, from that particular standpoint, I also would like you to put down that this person needs to be social. They need to desire to interact, not one interact with other people, not someone that has to be around people all the time, someone who is just happy holding hands, snuggling, who if you make a dinner date is going to, you know, adhere to the dinner date, not going to disappoint you. You want someone who is intelligent. You want someone who is self-sufficient. You want, when I say that, financially self-sufficient, you want someone that is either your age or slightly older. As Susie Orman says, you don't want a boy toy from that particular standpoint, because you don't want to go back into having to mother or raise or anything else. What you just want is you want somebody that you can just hang with and just enjoy the pleasure of hanging. You feel like you like to cook. Is that true?
I do.
Yeah. So what you want is you want somebody that likes your cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of the way to that person's heart are the little things that you do that emotionally tell them they're very special in your life. And this other relationship, you would say that they're very special in your own way. And it's almost like talking to the brick wall. It's like it just wasn't acknowledged. And then the other side of what you want from a person is you want someone to appreciate you and someone who is not afraid to be able to say, thank you, I love you,
you,
I appreciate,
so,
you, I do,
you
all
are
of those
so
things
good.
you are cause,
so right on,
because okay. I'm just reading your energy.
I need to know my color, and then I have one more question.
See, we just see if I'm having these things. Are you still there, sweetie?
I'm here.
Okay, good.
Someone came across my path the other day that I just felt a connection to. And
so what
is this? Is this a person that I can connect with?
Absolutely. Just go and have lunch or dinner. Spend some time, see what you have in common. You will know very quickly as to whether this is a person that is really going to be able to offer you what you need. My sense is, sweetie, you're probably going to find a transitional person that is going to be the space between where you are and where you ultimately will end. The person that you connect with may just be a transitional person, but you'll learn that very, very quickly, because the one thing that you really have is kissing frogs is okay, but them turning into a toad isn't okay by you. So what a great way to end the show. My sense is, sweetie, is that you're an orange personality.
Orange. Okay. Thank you.
So, all right. What we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. Clips that I've been getting on my show via the phone connection. You've just got to love the time of the year and the weather and everything. Light and love. See you next Wednesday on the radio on contactradio.com. Thanks for joining me today. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on contacttalkradio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.